Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm still sick, but I had an interesting conversation with one of my little people I talk to. I don't talk to a lot of people, but I tend to communicate with certain people. And this person has to be a single mother. But anyway, I don't do that much with her. I typically talk, and she visits me about her problems. And I gather information about certain things. And today was a very interesting talk. she said that, she's friends with a single mother, and I don't know anything about her. But apparently this other single mother has like a 10-year-old daughter, and this single mother that I talked to today is like, she has like a 9-year-old or something like that. I'm not sure. A 10-year-old. I don't know. But they're both daughters. And the single mother that I talked to said, oh yeah, both of our daughters like other girls. And I'm like, huh? And it caught me off guard. I didn't really think I heard that. So I said, come again, pardon me, like what? And then she repeated what she said, and I heard what I heard. She said, oh yeah, like our daughters like other girls, and I'm so happy that I don't have to give them birth control. What? Like, oh my gosh, this world, like, I didn't have an answer. I couldn't respond for like 5 seconds. I actually was like speechless, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Like, have we gotten that bad to where single mothers pray that their kids, their daughters, don't go through what they went through? So they pray them to be gay? Is that where we're at? Are you serious? Are you serious right now? And I asked her, why are you proud of your these girls, your kids being gay and stuff? And the other single mother's happy too. And he said, well, they don't have to deal with, baby mama drama and getting beat up all the time and stuff. And they don't have to deal with sexual assault when they're older. And I'm like, girl, what an answer. Like, lesbian relationships are the most violent. They're the most violent. And if you get a lesbian that acts like that's the man in a relationship, more than likely she's going to be violent. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I was just like sitting there looking at her. Like, I was completely flabbergasted. And it lets me know how bad we're getting in this world. It lets me know how bad we're getting. It lets me know how bad things are and how far things have fallen. Now, I'm going to be a bit more vague here, but back in the 90s, when I was growing up, and when I was a little kid, if you were gay, that was a conflict of interest. Let's just say that. I come from the era where if you had a black friend, your white parents sat you down and talked to you about it. Like, that's where I come from. So, so it's just a bit, perplexing to me that we come from, having a black friend is kind of like, you don't do that in this white neighborhood, to, oh, I hope my daughter's gay so she won't go through the same crap that I went through. Like, just teach your kids better. I don't understand it. Like, I really don't. And I don't really have nothing else to say. I don't know what to say to that. Like, I'm still kind of shocked. I'm here at work, and I'm still kind of thinking about that comment. Like she said, her daughters went to her and said, oh, I think I like girls. And she was like, oh, I'm so happy for you. You don't have to deal with the stuff that I go through. And I'm like, what? You can't teach your daughter to pick better men? What does that say? Like, I just don't know. I don't know how far we're going to get. Not like this, man. Not like this. This is like end of the world type stuff. Like, it is, I've never seen or heard of that before in my life. To pray for that, I've never seen that before. And I don't know what to say to that. I really don't know what to say in this video. I guess it's a rant out of concern. It's a rant out of fear for the next generation. I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore. So that's it. Bye, guys.